You're listening to Lace Up with your host, VJ Johnson II. Grab your tennis shoes, get your cleats, because it's time to lace up. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Lace Up. I'm your host, VJ Johnson II, ready to give you the latest, hottest news and updates in the world of sports. I appreciate everybody jumping in and joining the podcast right now and giving me a little bit of your time to talk some good, healthy sports talk as always. Look, y'all, been a minute, I know. Listen, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad. Had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff moving around. You know, as they say, life was lifing. But happy to be back. Got a job working from home now. So, just been doing some different things and trying to be great out here in this world, as we all are. So hope everybody's been doing amazing these past month and everything. And look, down here in Georgia, looks like the weather is starting to cool off a little bit more in the morning. So I love that, because I get up, go to the gym super early, get that done, and I'm back before it's time to clock in for work. So I'd encourage y'all to do that. If you don't work out early in the morning, look, try it out. Next week, try to get up at like 5:30, 5:45, going to the gym, knocking it out, makes you feel so much better, gets you a good start to the day. So, let's get into it. Not a whole lot, to talk about on the topics today. Just really wanted to touch on some things since I've been out, and talk about the upcoming football season, because, you know, I love football. Y'all know that. College NFL is right around the corner. It's right there. I can almost touch it, only a couple of days away. Tomorrow, start of college football season. So really, really excited about that. But let's jump into things. I want to take a rewind and back up because we did have the Paris Olympics that took place. So wouldn't be right without me mentioning everything that went down there and highlighting our USA team for dominating when it comes to overall medals. So USA, 126 overall medals, 40 golds, 44 silver, 42 bronze, tied China in gold medals with 40. And China became, you know, China was second place, I should say, excuse me, in medal count. Japan was third in medal count. You had Australia and then France coming in at fifth. But talking about and expanding more of that tie when it came to the 40 medals with United States and China, with both of these countries, this is the first time two countries have ever tied for gold medals at the Summer Olympics. So we were able to witness history, and that was, you know, really amazing to see. And U.S., you know, also won, like I said, 126 medals overall, and that's their third highest total. Now, the biggest total since 1984 Summer Games in L.A., and we all know 2028 Olympic Games are coming to Los Angeles, right? So excited to see what's going to happen there. And now, crazy thing about this tie, right? The tie for gold was decided by the final event of the Olympic Games, right? The U.S. women's basketball team knocking off France 67-66. And we all know the men also played France and knocked off France as well. Both games came down to the wire. I mean, what a way to finish the Olympics, having those two games decide the tie. So, you know, shout out to USA overall. Definitely wanted to also highlight some performances in the Olympic Games. So let's start with the gymnastics. Simone Biles doing what she does, the GOAT, we all know, making more history there. She had three golds, one silver total in this Olympic game. So women's artistic individual all around, she won gold there. Artistic team all around, gold there, and gold on the vault. And she finished silver on the women's floor. So listen, Simone Biles is one of one. like I said, the GOAT. Shout out to her doing her thing like we already knew that she would. Suni Lee getting three total medals in this one. One of those goals being with the team all around. And then she received bronze in both the artistic individual all around and uneven bars. So shout out to Suni Lee. And Jordan Childs finishing with a gold medal in the team all around. And forget that. I'm going to say she also received the bronze medal. I can't tell you how annoyed and pissed that I was, and I know we all were, knowing that the IOC was making her, was stripping her away from her medal because they claimed that the coach's appeal that got her on the stadium was submitted 4 seconds late, which was incorrect because they did go back, USA Gymnastics team, I should say, head coach Cecile Landy's request. They went back and showed that that request was submitted 47 seconds after the publishing of the score, which is within the 1 minute deadline required by FGI rule. So that was totally incorrect for them to come out and say that. In a letter, the USA Gymnastics did request that the CSA ruling be advised and Child's bronze medal score of 13.766 be reinstated. However, they came back and said that they were not going to accept the appeal for that. But forget all of that. Jordan Childs, that is your medal. You won that medal. They really, really are hating, honestly. I mean, you can't hate any worse than that. I mean, clearly showing that the times that the appeal was submitted within its correct time range, and then they say that they're not going to go back and do it. So I don't have nothing more to say about that. Jordan Childs was stripped. She was robbed of this opportunity, and to see how, you know, excited she was, knowing and didn't really know what to expect when they submitted the appeal. They went back and changed her score because they scored it incorrectly, and which allowed her to place right for the bronze. So to go back on that was just completely wrong. Completely unfair, and they should really go back and reevaluate that. If I was Jordan Childs, I'm not sending my bronze medal back. They would have to send the Avengers to come strip that medal away from me, right? Like, they would literally have to send a SWAT team because I'm not giving that medal back. I've been, you know, she's been wearing that medal, holding it, everything. Like, you can make her, I think a girl was from Romania or whatever. You can make her own medal, but I'm keeping my bronze medal, right? So next, I just wanted to quickly run through some other accomplishments that we had in the track and field side. So women's 4x100 meter relay won gold for the first time since 2016. Shout out to them. Masai Russell won gold in the women's 100 meter hurdles by 0.1 seconds by Aline. Amazing race. Noah Lyles won the men's 100 meter sprint by just 0.005 seconds, so he clocked in at 9.79. Sha'Carri Richardson, first Olympic Games, two medals, again one gold in the 4x100 meter relay, excuse me, and then she took silver in the women's 100 meter relay, which we know was won by Julian Alford. So shout out to her for first time her country, you know, bringing her country home a medal for the first time. So that was an amazing accomplishment. Women's 4x100 meter relay won gold there. The men won gold in the 4x400 meter relay. Sydney McLaughlin, Lavrone, gold in the women's 400 meter hurdles. Tara Davis Woodhall, gold in the women's long jump. Ray Benjamin, gold in the men's 400 meter hurdles. Grant Holloway, gold in the men's 110-meter hurdles. And I'll finish this off with Gabby Thomas in the women's 200 meters, bringing home the gold. Shout out to everybody and everything that you were able to accomplish while at the Olympics. But, you know, we all know this Olympics was wild and crazy. I mean, we didn't even see Jamaica run for real. You know, we was looking forward to seeing women's Jamaica sprinters up against our sprinters. But unfortunately, you know, everything just kind of just start falling downhill after the incident with you know, with Sha'Carri and Shirley Ann Fraser Pryce not even being able to, you know, enter in the gates at a certain area. There was a lot of, you know, a few different stories out there, but heard that, you know, she was disqualified, or either she withdrew, one of the two. And then from there, we just didn't see anybody, any of the other sprinters. They just started to withdraw and not run. I know one of them was, I think, due to injury. So yeah, it's crazy. This is a crazy Olympic Games overall. But again, shout out to the USA for doing their thing. Moving on, NFL preseason, man. Look, NFL is right around the corner, y'all. We are a couple of weeks away. Literally just under 14 days. In a couple of weeks on September 5th, the season will be kicking off. But just wanted to quickly, you know, talk about preseason, talk about what rookies have been, you know, the most impressive, and then, you know, go over some, you know, other things that I've noticed around the league. So as far as rookie goes, man, look, I got to start off with my guy, Caleb Williams, man. Caleb Williams has been impressive in the preseason. I know he's like 10 of 20, 10 of 20 for 170 yards, and that's about, you know, he's 50% of his passes, ran for a touchdown, nearly had a passing touchdown, but Roma Dunze's feet were out of bounds in the back of the end zone. But you just seen, you know, the wild plays, right? The things that you see, saw him do at USC, at Oklahoma. People questioned, was he going to be able to do these things at the next level in NFL? I know it's preseason, but looking at what he was doing in these games, things that you can't teach. Just really, really excited for what's in store for him this season. And if you notice, when he's moving up in the pocket, just the poise that he has, the feel that he has for the game, he's always has his eyes downfield, even when he's breaking out of the pocket. And I think that, you know, he's light years ahead of where, you know, most rookie quarterbacks are. So I'm excited for you know, the season to finally kick off and to see what, you know, what success he's going to have. And I do, you know, I do think that, you know, the Bears are definitely a playoff team. And once you get in the playoffs, man, anything can happen. So, shout out to Caleb. Another one, man, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is cooking as well. I mean, we've seen, you know, his first pass was about a 30, 40 yard up down the sidelines. Perfect placement. So, you know, him second overall pick. So, and we've seen him make all the same throws. And if you pull his highlights up, even from the Miami Dolphins matchup when they had in this preseason, you know, getting the ball out quick, showing his ability to survey the field and get the ball out as well. So Caleb and Jaden, those are my two, like, you know, highlights as far as rookies go. For the preseason. So yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm just excited. And I know those both Caleb and Jaden Daniels will go head to head this year, later in the season. So, well, not later in the season. Not late in the season, but a little close to halfway in the season, I should say. So yeah, first overall pick going up against the second overall pick, and then you also have this year's first overall pick going against last year's first overall pick in Caleb Williams and Bryce Young. So that'll be something exciting to watch too. So yeah, get your popcorn ready, like they always like to say, right? Injury updates around the league, man. I just wanted to say, man, just it's been some crazy injuries. There always are some crazy injuries this year. I mean, each year in football, cause you know, being away from the game, you know, and not having like those live game reps, it does tend to, you know, bring about more injuries. But man, nobody has suffered more injuries than the Minnesota Vikings, man. I mean, having, you know, from what happened to Kyrie Jackson, rest in peace to Kyrie Jackson, you know, former player at Alabama and Oregon, a rookie who didn't even get a chance to you know, play at all, was involved in, you know, the horrific accident. So, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Just a tragedy. I hate to see stuff like that. And then you have, you know, Jordan Addison's situation, You have a few of their cornerbacks, like a couple people are down for the season. Just a lot of stuff piling up on their end. So that's just, man, it's crazy to see that. You know, you don't want to see anything like that. But I just noticed, man, that the Vikings have really been hit hard when it comes to injuries on the injury front. Nothing else major as far as injuries goes. I just wanted to kind of just, you know, talk about that. And that also brings up the, you know, the point that I know a lot of conversations have been happening in regards to, you know, going away from the preseason and really having a heavy focus on the joint practices. And as we all know, everybody has at least one joint practice each year during training camp. And, you know, typically during the joint practices, they're very physical. You know, you get an opportunity to see everything you need to see. And then, you know, once those happen, typically they may not play the starters in the preseason game because they just went through the joint practice. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I do think that they're leaning in that direction. And I would assume coaches would probably like to, you know, even cut back down another preseason game. So maybe having two joint practices in two preseason games, who knows, right? These conversations are things that are being had. And I wouldn't be surprised to see if they took out another preseason game, especially if they're talking about adding another regular season game and trying to go to 18 games. So, you know, anything can happen, but I could imagine a world where they say, hey, you know, everybody's required to have two joint practices, then which would serve in the place of the preseason games, and then have two preseason games. So we'll see, but I wouldn't be surprised. So a lot of new changes going on. Obviously, you got the new kickoff rule, which I'm, you know, I don't hate this new kickoff rule. It was, you know, weird at first. I was like, I don't know, but it is improving the, you know, returns, which, you know, we all love to see kickoff returns. I know I do. And it seemed like those were pretty much taken away once, you know, they moved moved everything up. But I do think that, you know, there were so many touchbacks that when they first like adjusted it, but now I think that, the rules that they have in place now, they're good because you don't want to just kick it in the end zone. You give your opponent free yardage, right? So, yeah, I'm happy with it, right? And shout out to Hard Knocks, man. Chicago Bears, my team, being on Hard Knocks, excited about, you know, getting me even hyper about the season. I love this season of Hard Knocks. Just wanted to say that. Last year's season of Hard Knocks with the Lions was dope. You know, I know that's a division rival, but, you know, got to give credit where credit's due. Love what they did with the, you know, what I've seen in Chicago for the Chicago Bears Hard Knocks. And one more episode before the season kicks off. So really, really excited about that. Last but not least, I wanted to quickly touch on some changes that are coming in college football too, for the college football playoff implications. So the college football playoff committee will no longer use conference titles as tiebreakers, right? Now they are going to, you know, look at the season overall, look at, you know, common opponents, and they're not going to consider like margin of victory in that. How will this affect, you know, will this have like a major effect on, I do think it could potentially have a major effect on college football now that they're not going to use the conference titles. I don't know how I feel about that. I thought that having conference titles, you know, using that as a means of a tiebreaker, saying that you won your conference, could, you know, I felt like that was a good criteria. But now they're going to try something new out. So we'll see what happens. Hearts will be broken, I'm pretty sure. But with us having 12 teams, hopefully, you know, that'll kind of, you know, even that off. But we'll see what happens. A lot of stuff going on in college football. And like I said, Saturday, tomorrow, College Football Classic, noon Eastern, Florida State versus Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland. I'm going to be locked in for that. Look, y'all, I'm going to die laughing if Georgia Tech knocks off Florida State. I love college football because I love, like, just the underdogs, and you're watching the games, you're like, man, this is a tight game. And this is an early game. Like I said, they're in Dublin, Ireland. Anything can happen. So Tech, Florida State, should be interesting. Should be interesting. Can't wait to lock in and watch that. But other than that, man, just excited to be back. Excited for football, like I said before. I hope y'all are locking in. And finally, before I wrap up, just want to stress and emphasize, get out here, make sure you register to vote. Make sure you go vote when the time comes. Listen, this is an important time. We need to do what's right. We need to exercise our right and get out there and vote. I was watching the Democratic National Convention last night. Shout out to Kamala Harris. Amazing speech, exceptional speech. Just all the support that was shown at the Democratic National Convention. Love to see that. But we have a responsibility and a job to do on our part. We got to get out here, get to the polls and vote. So, yes, make sure you register. Make sure you encourage somebody that you know to vote. And let's get this thing done, man. Let's make history. But, yeah, with that being said, hope everybody has a blessed week. Hope y'all a blessed weekend, I should say. And I'll be back around next week. I promise y'all hold me to it. Like I said, I'm working from home now. I can record way more. So look, be on the lookout. Got some more material for y'all. Just again, wanted to jump on, let y'all know I was thinking about y'all and give y'all some updates of my life, where I'm at in the world. And look, we're going to keep this thing rolling. Again, stay blessed, be blessed. Have a great weekend. I'm back next week. Peace.